Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Another week of unrest for farmers and a year of discontent for the sector, according to dairy producers who are meeting in Limerick today. The Taoiseach and the Agriculture Minister have addressed hundreds of farmers at the annual general meeting of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, that taking place in the past hour. John Cook is there and he joins me now. Tell us more about that mood among farmers today, John.
Well, Mary, the ICMSA told me morale is at an all-time low after what was described as an eventful week in a difficult year for farming in the last few minutes by the Agriculture Minister, Michael Creed. This gathering of over 300 farmers in Limerick is very calm, I must say, compared to the tractor protests we saw in Dublin this week and the long-running beef protests outside factory gates throughout the year. But the sentiments expressed by farmers here are similar in terms of the need for higher beef and dairy and vegetable prices, with a particular focus on the need to end what's being described as an era of cheap food. The first farmers to give me their views and feelings on feelings within the sector were some young farmers from County Clare and Limerick, and first Billy O'Callaghan from Rathcormac in Waterford.
Disappointed all around because we had Mr. Creed saying in the last couple of days that farming incomes were between 8 and 9% on last year. Now, last year there was no money made, you know, with the drought and all. So Mr. Creed should go back 6 or 7 years before Brexit. But he's only quoting prices now, quoting figures that are completely irrelevant.
I'm Vincent Brennan, Mr. County Kerry. I mean, what we're getting today for a litre of milk, we got it 30 years ago flat. We were getting a pound a gallon flat. No tests. We have a half dozen tests now.
What do you get?
Roughly around between 30 and 32, 30. You can nearly say 30 cents. 30 cents is not sustainable. Should be nearer to 40. You're a 7 day week, 365 days of the year, 24, you're on call 24 hours a day, if you know what I mean, compared to a person in the job.
But I'm told there are no younger farmers, or few, not enough of them, certainly inside the room here today, but there are representatives of Salesian Agricultural College in Palaskenry.
Niall Lynch, 24, from Ballyhea, County Clare. You'd be fairly sceptical about going farming at the moment, the way things are. The price of food has to increase. Everything seems to be about cheap food, and we have to be more worried about the sustainability of it and where it's coming from. Really, we have to look at the whole carbon footprint thing on the two. But we can't be drawing food halfway across the world. Why don't we look at what we have on our own doorstep first? If we have to pay the premium price for it, that's the way.
Do you think consumers will pay more? What's your own name?
Rachel Clancy from West Clare. Well, you'd hope they would when it's Irish-based food. You'd hope that they'd want to pay that extra bit and support the Irish produce. We want more money for what we're producing. Milk prices, beef prices. We know there's beef protesting going on at the moment. We're dairy farming at home, so you'd hope for a better price.
Richard Williams. There is an element of a disconnect there at the moment, you know, and I suppose it's trying to get the true positive story of what happens on farms, you know, and you hear a lot of farmer bashing lately, and it's to actually get the real story that farmers are working hard and they do have very high welfare concerns for their animals as well. But a lot of farmers are doing an awful lot proactively trying to combat climate change, and, you know, at the end of the day, if they don't protect the environment, they won't have a farm to farm in years to come.
That was Maurice Walsh from Mitchelstown and other young farmers calling for an end to farmer bashing, John.
Farmer bashing was something that was echoed in the sentiments of the president of the ICMSA, Pat McCormack, when he addressed the 300 crowd here and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar in the last half hour. He said 10 years ago, farmers were the saviours of Ireland in our economic recession. They were encouraged to increase volume and value. Their cost production, the production costs increased dramatically, but their prices have remained static. And he feels that farmers are not receiving perhaps the respect they deserve for the role they played in recent years and many years ago. Here's what he had to say.
21 years ago, I started farming, and, you know, at that point in time, farmers were seen as, you know, cornerstones in society. Over that period of time, we've seen, and in particular in the last 2 weeks, we've seen a downgrade. The reality of it is farmers aren't responsible for all that's evil out there. You know, we are the custodians of the environment and take great pride in what we do and how we do it.
You feel, well, you know, media bashed, you were saying.
To use the quotation from a Clareman and Anthony Daly, we've become the whipping boys from an environmental point of view, and that's unacceptable.
The message here is that, you know, you want an end to cheap food. You want environmentally sustainable, but food that where farmers get a good return. Will consumers pay for that? What can the Taoiseach and the Agriculture Minister do about that? Because they're already saying to beef farmers, we can do nothing about the prices. They might say the same to you about milk.
The consumer has obviously... you know, has a part to play. They have great aspirations from a welfare point of view and from an environmental point of view. And over the last two decades, as I mentioned earlier there, they have come at a cost, a significant cost to the primary producer. And at the same time, the primary producer is receiving the same price. And that's not sustainable going forward. So we need to see the margin that the processor and the retailer takes significantly cut. And equally, we need to see the consumer prepared to pay for what... the quality of product that they want, and ultimately that would lead to a significant increase for the primary producer, because that's what's needed out there. That's what has led us to having 2019 a summer of discontent. I mean, 2018 will be remembered as a summer where we had a heat wave and weather issues, but 2019 has been a summer of discontent among farmers, where enough is enough and there needs to be change.
ICMSA President Pat McCormack. Now, did farmers get the answers they were looking for? Because they had the Taoiseach there and they had the Agriculture Minister, John.
Well, in terms of the discontent and the protests in recent times, Minister Michael Creed said dialogue is always better than disruption, and he urged farmers to work in collaboration rather than confrontation, particularly as the beef talks are set to resume on Tuesday. Minister Creed also stands over the comments he made about injunctions, which seemed to upset a lot of the protesting farmers during the week in terms of what he said about injunctions and threats made at C&D Foods in County Longford. The Taoiseach made a wide-ranging speech about the future of farming, climate change and rural Ireland. He chose a glass of milk over a glass of almond juice in response to claims and concerns about cheap food or importing it with high carbon costs. He said milk was better for his bench pressing, Mary. The Taoiseach significantly, in terms of the beef talks coming up on Tuesday, said it's only reasonable that beef prices would rise. Have a listen.
Selling any product, no matter what it is, below the cost of production isn't sustainable and certainly can't be sustained for long. And while the government doesn't set the price of beef, we are determined to help. And I do hope that because of recent developments, we'll be able to get the Beef Task Force up and running sooner rather than later. And interestingly, when the beef protests were happening during the summer, the price the farmers were getting at the factory gate was at or maybe slightly ahead of the European average. That's actually not the case now. If you look at the graphs and you look at the index, farmers now in the EU on average, in France and in Britain, are getting a higher price than Irish farmers are. And that can't be fair. So it's only reasonable the factory gate prices should go up in the weeks and months ahead.
Minister Creed, you're hoping the beef talks will go ahead as scheduled on Tuesday. What will be different this time, because things were very heated and no one even got in the door the last time?
Well, look, I mean, the issue the last time was the hangover of injunctions against the named individuals. That now, fortunately, has been removed, and I do hope that on that basis we can proceed.
Are you hoping you can move on from here? Been a bad year for yourself, perhaps?
It has been a challenging year for farmers. It's not so much what it has been for me, but I work to promote the best interests of those farmers at every forum, but in around the cabinet table and at a European level.
And that was John Cook reporting from Limerick.